The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Oops.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The Gospel of our Lord.
Through the written word and the spoken word, God, help us to hear your living word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A few years back, Illustrated Children's Ministry created a coloring page of the cosmic Christ. It was a small baby wrapped in a blanket and a galaxy background. That's it. Baby and space. A wee baby floating in space is not quite what we imagine when we think of the Christmas story. Yet this coloring page weaves together Luke's account of the infant Christ with John's cosmic account of Christ. It makes for a rather humorous scene, but it's a theologically rich image. Our Christian lives are full of yes ands. Yes to one thing, and yes to another seemingly contrasting thing. Yes, we believe that Jesus was born in human flesh through Mary. And we believe that the child of God was present at creation and is present in the fullness of eternity. We believe in this infant Christ and in the cosmic Christ beyond our imagination. We believe that Jesus was fully human and fully divine. We believe that God is in us, with us, and simultaneously beyond us. We believe, as John notes, in the Word made flesh. And the Word made flesh across time. A yes and, if you will. The Word of God was made flesh when in the beginning of creation, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said that light was very good. The word of God was made flesh as God covenanted with Abraham, promising him descendants as numerous as the stars. The word of God was made flesh in the prophets, who heard God's message and spread that word to those in need. The word of God was, of course, made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, born in human form, yet with the fullness of God's glory. The word of God is made flesh among us right now as we gather to share in prayer and worship. Yes, the word of God has been and will be for eternity. And the word of God is made real in glimpses we can see and feel. This yes and leads me to understand a dual invitation as we celebrate the season of Christmas. First, we are invited to celebrate and rejoice in the birth of Christ. And second, we are invited to continue to make the word of God present in our midst. The good news is that I think we're already doing both of these things, so let's keep it up. We are here today as we continue to celebrate Christmas, to worship, to sing, and to pray. I imagine you've had some of your own celebrations of the birth of Christ. Maybe through the generosity of gift giving, in shared meals, storytelling around the fire, laughter, or rereading a favorite Christmas story. And I encourage us to celebrate fully, to go all out. I cannot imagine a more wonderful thing to celebrate than the overwhelming love of God. I'm always grateful that the Christmas season is 12 days, not a singular day, because it gives us more time to sing, to celebrate, and to fellowship. God loves us tremendously. God loves us enough to take on this messy human form and to walk among us. That, my friends, is worthy of great festivities. And through the energy of that celebration, we're also called to continue to make God's word a reality, to create a world where all are loved as they deserve to be loved, a world that sees the inherent dignity, worth, and holiness of each and every living being. We will each follow that call in a different way. And together, in small acts and big, we will bear witness to the word of God made flesh. We help to make the word of God flesh by joining in shared meals and fellowship. During his earthly life, Jesus enjoyed many meals with friends. He also ate with some unexpected company, people marked as sinners or seen as unclean. Jesus knew that sharing in fellowship together was an important part of his earthly ministry and of our lives. And it continues to be a way that we invite the incarnation of God into our world. We can help to make the word of God flesh when we participate in communal healing. Jesus offered both individual and communal healings and teachings. He invited new ways of life and of being. Jesus encouraged the sharing of resources, of caring for our neighbor, seeking renewal, and so much more. When we help to heal our society and world, we get to see Jesus among us and bring Jesus into flesh. We can also help to make the Word of God flesh when we remember that each of us are made in the image of God. We are part of the incarnation of God, each of us. That means that on my worst day and on my best day, there is divinity within me. And likewise, on your worst day and your best day, there is divinity within you. What a difference it would make if we all acted with that knowledge each and every day. If we were able to reverence the image of God in ourselves and in each person around us, we would certainly be realizing and bringing the Word of God into flesh. These dual invitations of the incarnation of this Christmas season continue in cycles through our lives. We are to celebrate and to continue in bringing the Word into the flesh. We are to rejoice and to renew our commitments. We are to worship and to wait. This is our never-ending cycle in the yes and life that we live with Christ. From the moment, though, I pray that we will continue to celebrate the birth of Christ as lavishly as possible. As I said a moment ago, I cannot imagine a better reason to celebrate than having a God who loves us enough to join us in this messy reality of human existence. Thanks be to God, and alleluia.